Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. 48 degrees, woohoo! Which is just shy of 9 degrees Celsius. 74% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. It has been a busy morning. My brain has rabbit-holed all over the place. So, let's see. First of all, sitting there marinating. The whole world is unfolding around me as I'm marinating. Dude walks by carrying a pair of sneakers. Perfectly good pair of sneakers. That's all he's carrying. It's a pair of sneakers. And he's wearing a perfectly good pair of sneakers. What's that about? What is the circumstance where you're carrying sneakers and you're wearing sneakers? My pre-caffeinated brain could not fathom. It was just a strange dichotomy. And I know you're going, Dave, what the hell? It's like, hey, I'm trying to figure out the story there. What's the story there? Was he exercising? If he was exercising, then he was wearing sneakers. So it's not like he was carrying shoes to exercise in. He had wearing shoes that he could exercise in. So that, I don't know. Then, so I'm sitting there on the bench, and I've shown you pictures of the Night Garden, that area of Irving Street that they've blocked off to be like sort of a garden plaza thing. And about halfway down the block, there's a guy. And it's dark, so I can't see all of the details. Dude's got a GoPro headlamp on. And it looks like he's standing in front of a baby stroller. And I can't tell what he's doing, but it involves a lighter. He's trying to light something. It's like, okay, you're trying to light something. And you're in front of a baby stroller with a GoPro. And are you trying? What's happening there? And he's doing it the whole time I was marinating. The whole, 5-10 minutes I'm sitting there. I don't know. I don't know what that's about. For all I know, he's still trying to light something. He's trying to light a smoke for the baby. I don't know. And then a minor revelation. The city garbage truck came through and it was emptying out the trash cans, the city trash cans that they have very liberally strewn, I will say, throughout the downtown, which I really think is cool. And keeps the trash down, definitely. But they were emptying those. And I've mentioned that before, but I never really noticed. And I was watching today, the cans, the stations of the trash cans are square. Dude opens it up and pulls out a round trash can. And for some reason, in my brain, I thought it was a square trash can in the square receptacles, because it's a square receptacle, so why wouldn't there be a square can inside of it? No, it was round. And he wheeled it out and dumped it and blah, blah, blah. But again, square peg, round hole, very strange. And I'm trying to figure out why did they make it square? And I figured it's for stability. If it was round, it would be easier to knock over, I guess. But if it's square, it's very stable. So, and there goes the beeline. Woo-hoo. And wait, but wait, there's more. The the north-south train went by while I was sitting there, and there was Big Hair Dude. Big Hair Dude was sitting, Powell's. Big Hair Dude was sitting where he always sits with his big hair. It's like, okay. So the dude that I saw a couple days ago that I thought was Big Hair Dude with a haircut, not Big Hair Dude at all. Which doesn't in any way invalidate any of the observations that that particular viewing inspired. It's just, it wasn't Big Hair Dude. I'm telling you, it's been a busy morning. Dave's brain has already been firing on all cylinders. So, yikes. Life inside Dave's brain. Which is not, it's not a, I mean, we all spend time in our brain, right? But, morning. I wish it was a healthier place inside my brain, you know? I'm aware. I'm aware of. Saw that happen and that broke my heart, man. Dude was unloading kegs of beer for Deschutes and tried to wheel the pallet up on the sidewalk and it tipped and two kegs of beer fell off the thing. And it's like, oh, no! Not that I'm a big beer fanatic, but oh, I could see an explosion of beer. Film at 11. Anyway, when you have conversation, do you have conversations in your head? Do you? I don't know. I assume. You have conversations with people in your head. If you don't, good for you. I do. People that I'm not with that I want to talk to, but I can't because they're not there. It's not, you can't call them because they're busy or whatever. But you want to talk to them, so you have the conversations in your head. Things you want to discuss. And the simple truth is that having those conversations, you're not conversing with the other person. You're conversing with yourself. You may be taking on the part, the role of the other person. But, morning. But it's you. You're talking to yourself. So, as much as you would like that conversation to be fruitful and productive, and I guess in some ways it is, but not in the way you hope, because, you know, the person you're talking to is not there. You're talking to yourself, so you're dealing with your own foibles, your own neuroses and pathologies. Those are all happening. So all it serves to illustrate is your own preconceptions and prejudices and issues that you bring to the table for that conversation with that person. I know I'm vague booking here, but just roll with it. So I'm very much aware that my head is not the best place to carry out conversations with people that you want to talk to. Better to actually have the conversation with the person, right? Right. And, yeah. So, I remembered I was going to speak more on this yesterday, on, must have been Sunday. I had the distinct pleasure to see Brother Zig and about, you know, 8 or 9 other incredibly gifted writers do a reading on Zoom. I remember Zig was lamenting the fact that there weren't any readings coming up, and his friend and incredibly gifted wordsmith, C.S.E. Cooney, initiated a Roaring Back at the Lion of Winter reading and gathered together this group of poets and authors and people, and everybody had, you know, like, I don't know, 5 minutes maybe to tell a snippet of story that they were working on or a poem or whatever. And it was breathtaking. It was incredible. I've sat in on readings before, and there was just something about this collection of people with the stories they told. Martha Wells was there. I'm trying to think of the other names. God, but it hit just right, and oh, it was just magnificent. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it wasn't recorded. I was like, why wasn't it recorded? It's like, you know, that's okay. It doesn't have to be recorded. It's, you know, sand castles or sand paintings and butter sculpture. It is a moment, and you seize that moment, and then it's gone. And, you know, it was very well attended. There must have been at least 90, 100 people there. So, yeah, it was very cool. So if you're not following Brother Zig on the Facebooks or the Twitters or the Instagrams, do so, because he's keeping people, he's keeping things happening. And I am deep into Jameson Square, so I need to wrap this up toot sweet. Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, could be a name to be announced, TBA. Go ahead and do that. You can come up with your own thing for Tuesday, by all means. Regardless, I hope you have a lovely one. I hope your brain squirrels and rabbit holes don't distract you too much, and the revelation of round cans and square boxes doesn't break your brain. I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Oh, God. But however it goes down, as fabulous as it may be, there's always that extra added thing of the words of Brother Zig, despite everything, create. And that's a choice. That's, you know, I talk about we can't help but, and it's true. But again, it's the act of choice, the commitment, the owning of the creation. Again, I made a great sandwich yesterday. And I sat down and said, I'm making me a great sandwich. And it was great. It makes it great. Celebrating. That's what creation is, really. It's a celebration, right? It's celebrating being in the world and your presence in it. So, and you can do that. You're absolutely allowed to do that. That's totally legit. Do that thing. Celebrate. God, yes. And celebration kind of implies love, which is the second part. Love fearlessly while you're creating. You know, what a combo. That's potent mojo right there. And I promise you, I promise you, once my brain squirrels settle down, that I will do the same. Oh, God. And I will talk to you soon.